I have to ask why someone would completely change what they're doing in life and decide to start doing what you do, buying 2,000 chickens and creating locally laid.
Goodness, I have to say I would not recommend the experience. It was definitely life-changing, but this was a dream held by my husband who, after we had backyard flock, which I call gateway livestock, once we had these chickens, he just became obsessed with everybody having access to high-quality eggs like we did.
You know, we've talked a lot about eggs over the past year down here in Tampa Bay. Availability, freshness, organic. And I know people that are starting their own little backyard coops. Did any of that enter into what you were doing?
Well, that is exactly how we started. We had 5 backyard hens, and I was really content with that.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful to have backyard chickens, and urban farming is great. It just gives people a connection to their food and makes them realize how hard it is to produce. But then to go higher to commercial level just really allowed great access to real food for our community and communities beyond.
And access to good, fresh, local food is what so many of even our restaurants are all about here, that they're sourcing local products and going with local distributors to make sure they're getting the best products. You call the book Locally Laid, How You Build a Plucky, Industry-Changing Egg Farm. How did you change the industry by starting off the way you did?
Well, we are a mid-sized producer, which is actually, I didn't know at the time, kind of the hardest place to be. You're not the little guys who can sell everything you produce at a farmer's market. And you're not the big guys with all the big boy toys to do commodity market
mm-hmm.
stuff. You're in the middle, and you need to build a brand. You need to get out in the world and create your own distribution chains. It's a tremendous lot of work. But how we changed things is that we ended up partnering with about 7 farms, and we helped them do distribution in their areas to keep all that money and economic vitality within their areas. And we do the marketing, the branding. I wrote this book. We tried to spread the word about the goodness of local food.
And there is so much goodness in local food. But you live in Minnesota. Now, that can get kind of cold. How do you keep the chickens warm when you're in these sub-freezing temperatures?
Well, they are in a barn on the coldest days, but when it's warm enough, many days are 32 and higher, they get to go outside and be on the pasture, get a little wind in the wings. It's good for them to exercise, just like it's good for us to exercise. We call our chickens salad-eating poultry athletes because in the summer,
yeah,
when they're out on the pasture, they have this whole salad bowl in front of them of grasses and seeds and bugs and wrong place, wrong time frogs and all the things that they can add to their diet to make a much tastier, better egg.
Now, I need to know, when I see chickens, I think it's a chicken, but there is a lot of difference there. You've got free range, you've got cage free. What does that really mean?
Oh, that's such a good question. It's confusing terms, and I think they're meant to be, actually.
Uh-huh.
If you just buy those eggs, like regular typical eggs that are like, what, like $1.29,
mm-hmm.
those come from caged birds, and we all have seen those photos. We know what that looks like.
Sure.
Cage-free is so carefully worded, and what they're saying is that they're not in cages, but they are not free to go outside. They just sort of roam their barn or their warehouse. Typically, they have no natural light, so I like to say it's like they live in a casino, and they have no access to, they have no idea of what's going on outside.
That's sad.
It's certainly different. It's a step up from caged.
Yeah.
I don't want to knock people for buying cage-free. They really are making an investment in a better system. However, if you really want a bird who's out on pasture, and they tend to give you eggs with less fat, less cholesterol, more of the good stuff like omega-3s, those birds will lay eggs in cartons that have cage that will have pasture-raised or free-range. And pasture raised is really the platinum level. That implies that those birds are also rotated onto fresh grasses every few days to make sure that they're really getting all the nutritional value they can.
So when we go into our grocery store, you just told me we should be looking for certain words on the cartons, but do we really know what the word organic truly stands for these days?
Well, you know, I think organic sometimes gets the, it's like it's an umbrella term for all things wonderful and good. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to know that what it really means is that for chickens producing eggs, it means that what they're eating is certified organic. It doesn't mean they go outside.
Ah.
If you're buying organic eggs and it doesn't say pasture raised on it, it means that they're a cage-free operation. The birds live in a warehouse and they have organically certified feed. The real tough thing about organic feed in this country is that we import lots of it from China and India.
Mm.
And those are very polluted countries.
Mm-hmm.
So Locally Laid, our egg company, we choose to have local farmers grow non-GMO corn in our region. And we feel like just having that economic vitality is more important to us than an organic stamp from a very far away place.
Mm. Now, if someone, say, in Tampa Bay would like to get a hold of your product, is that possible?
You know, it's not our specific product. However, I am certain that there are people in your region who are doing a pasture-raised product. I think it would just be a pretty easy Google search to find that. And you probably have farmers markets, and you can ask your farm-to-table restaurants where they're getting their product. But we do have really fun T-shirts that say local chicks are better.
Oh, what's your website? Can you order off your website?
You can. It's called locallylaid.com.
I know what I'm doing for Christmas this year. I like that. Well, what you did, it's not easy to start a business like this. And there are a lot of people around here in Tampa Bay that do have their own little backyard farms, as I mentioned. But if someone really wants to get into the industry full time, what advice would you have for them?
I would advise that they would work with their extension agents, which is part of the mm-hmm. university system. They're all over the U.S. and they're free, and get as much education as they can. And ideally, you would find a mentor farmer to work with for maybe a year or two, because you do not want to take the pratfall into agriculture that my husband and I did and I outlined in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Someone called the book a farm startup horror story, which just made me laugh. But it's very funny, too, because there is so much to laugh at.
Well, and it's a true story, and we're making this the featured selection this week, or this month, rather. I think it's a wonderful story. I think so many people, it's something they would like to do, but they're afraid to take that next step, and I think this is going to help them out a lot.
Well, if people learn from our errors, that would be wonderful. And even if you're not thinking about farming, I think you would learn a lot about our food system and why it's inherently broken. So,
yeah.
And it's empowering because you see how you, as a consumer, you really wield all the power there.
We really do, and it's up to us to make the right decisions when it comes to supporting the people that are local and are doing sustainable products. Well, Lucy, thank you so much. I know you're really busy, and continued good luck with the farm. And the book is Locally Laid, How We Build a Plucky, Industry-Changing Egg Farm from Scratch.